It is Mark Yargos joining me today, and we get a little bit into the Supreme Court decision around gerrymandering. And Mark has lots of questions. He wants to talk a little keto, a little carnivore, and what about potatoes? You'll see what I mean. First, there's Geico.
Do you own, do you rent your home? Sure you do. And it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling your policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you have so much to do already around your home. Why not make it easy? Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see just how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
Welcome to The Inevitable. This is Motor Trend's new podcast about the future of the automobile. I am Johnny Lieberman, the senior features editor at Motor Trend, and I am joined every week by my co-host, Mr. Ed Lowe.
That's me. I'm the head of editorial for Motor Trend, and boy, do we have an amazing list of guests that we're going to be chatting with.
We've got the godfather of the environmental movement, Ed Begley Jr.
Derek Jenkins, a whole bunch of actors, celebrities, car crazy folks, people from in and outside the industry. Can't wait for you to join us.
We're talking about the future of the car. This means everything from electrified vehicles to cars that drive themselves.
Come check us out. We're on podcastone.com or anywhere else you find your favorite podcasts. We're also on motortrend.com and youtube.com/motortrend.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
I'm not Adam Carolla. I'm Dr. Drew. Did you okay, Gary? Corolla's out.
Yeah, we probably should have done like the full intro, you know, since we got the guest host.
Don't worry, I'll get to it. Point is that Corolla is out. He's promoting the great book, Everything Reminds Me of Something. There's some dates coming up for him. Maybe I can give you at the end of the show. And sitting in for Corolla,
is the great sitting in for you,
Mark Yargos. This is such a treat. I'm bursting with excitement.
When I drove in and I saw that your car was bashed in, your SUV,
yes.
And my car is bashed in, and then I said, you know, it's kind of parallel lives. Neither one of us wants to fix the car because it's a reminder that we really have reached that age.
It's a reminder. It's exactly what it is.
Every time I come out and I open the car door and I see it and I say, and you know, they keep trying to get me to fix it.
I backed into a pole at my office. I backed into the space that I back into every day for years, but I'd had COVID. It was my first sort of day back after COVID. I drove right into the pole.
See, I have no excuse. Mine, I clipped on my garage driving in, and I haven't won. I just refuse. I actually went so far as to get an estimate, and the Armo in me said, no, I'm not going to do it.
Well, there's that piece in me too. But more importantly,
the lost tribe of the Armos.
The lost tribe element, which is like you're not allowed to indulge in yourself in any way. But I want to remind myself that I'm an asshole. I'm an asshole.
That's exactly why I
backed into the thing. I'm an asshole, and I need that reminder on a regular basis, so fuck it.
I get it four times a day. You're an asshole.
Yeah.
Normally I would get that from my son, but since he's in New York right now and I'm in L.A., with Jake's absence, I get that by looking at the car.
Oh, my God.
So it's wonderful to be here with you.
Yes.
For those A&D listeners that don't know, we go we have quite a history together, longer than you and Drew and longer than you and Adam and longer than me and Adam.
Our literally 20 years more for you and I.
Yeah.
We were together in high school in the 70s and then at K-Rock in the early 80s together.
Exactly.
Adam did not arrive till 96.
Yeah. We go so far back that I remember Raimondo. I remember Larry Woodside.
Oh, yeah.
I remember April. I remember, you name it.
What? Oh, yeah.
Rick Carroll.
Rick Carroll.
Yeah.
What was Pat's last name? I remember even the original guy they used to carry.
Pat Roberts.
Pat Welsh. It was Pat Welsh. Yeah. And before him, though, there was a guy that owned the station and used to take all the ad sales in cash.
Right.
You used to walk out with a paper bag. I mean, this was early days of radio, believe it or not, even though it was – it's not the 1940s we're talking about. We're talking about the 1980s, but
and
still.
That was when K-Rock was across the street from the Hilton on Los Robles.
It was actually – right, it was originally in the basement of the church next to
right,
and moved across
right.
the street into a cinder block building above a dentist office, essentially.
I remember that.
Wasn't
so
it Dr.
Vividly.
Campbell office or something?
Yeah. It was. It was. I think it was Dr. Campbell. It
yeah.
had that kind of blue script on
it. It might
the
have
front
been a CPA office or something. It was something ridiculous. And the studios were shitholes. And what's interesting, I wish we'd taken more video and pictures of
so
all that.
So do I, because the early days of K-Rock was something. You had Rodney on the Rock, and you had, and that was back when we used to do Perkins Palace, and we used to have the all the DJs would come over there. They would be the master of ceremonies for the concert. Yep. We had the 999 and the waitresses.
It was
the
a weird
Kennedys.
Moment. It was lightning in the bottle where this little piece of shit station became a dominant force in L.A., the biggest radio market in the country. And that was a very – never happened before and has not happened since.
You could not have scripted it, I think, and people don't quite understand how it also was kind of on the vanguard of the music at the time.
Was what drove it, the new wave it was called at
right,
the time.
Right,
right. All this stuff coming over from Britain, essentially.
Right. Adam and the Ants came over, and we did the first show at Perkins Palace, and Rodney was there, and it was wild. I mean,
look, there were so many ridiculous bands.
Right? And they
Bow Wow Wow.
Bow Wow Wow. Do you remember that? And English Beat. And
well, yeah, Culture Club was,
Culture
was
Club
broke on K-Rock.
I mean, it was The Clash, really. Mm-hmm. I remember The Clash. I remember putting in an offer in for The Clash to appear for something like 20 shows in 10 days. At Perkins Palace.
Wow.
And I'll remember the the brothers, the Copeland brothers back then, one of them had the FBI, which was the booking agency,
wow.
federal booking. And then another was the CIA, and they because they had a father who was in intelligence. And then was in the police, was the band member of the police.
Oh, that's
it was
so...
just wild kind of time that you had. And the police were off the charts at that time. Mm-hmm. Not only
– happened very fast. Yeah. It happened very quickly. Like I remember in 82 I was in medical school and I was really bored with the radio in Los Angeles. It was KLOS, KMET.
Right.
And the music was sort of weirdly ballady and just weird. It was all sort of Hall & Oates and that stuff. And
we did one band right in that genre, which was Air Supply.
Oh,
and it was they had that hit and they were just off the charts. We did them there at the Palace.
What an interesting period.
And so, I'm with you. I wish we had video of that. I wish there was a doc on that. I mean,
Adam's working on it.
Yeah,
because it was a really a historical moment, and I think people. If they weren't living here, if they lived here, they have fond memories of it. And if they didn't live in Los Angeles, they would sort of have missed really what happened. You know, they sort of had their own version of it in their own city because the rock of the 80s was then rolled out all over the country.
Right.
But it begs another issue, which is, we were 22, 24 years old. There was so much dynamism and excitement and we were having fun. Why aren't 20-year-olds doing that today? Instead, they're
engaged.
It's a lot
more intro, introspective, I guess.
Well, not even intro. Rather than engaging in the world, they're sort of hanging on to tribal attitudes as a way of defining themselves against something, not as a part of something, but against something else. And then this sort of distrust of the system and a belief that everything sucks. And how can you have a productive life when you believe
all
that?
I always say, how do you get up in the morning?
How do you get up in the morning?
I don't get – because you're so right. Back then where both K-Rock and the Palace were – was kind of what formerly Old Town Pasadena.
Yes.
And it was in a very transformative state at that point.
Right. Let me just frame it the way I remember it. It was transforming from Crete, Syria. Syria. It looked like somebody had taken and literally carpet bombed it.
Right.
To being this very cool, hip kind of restaurant, you know, heavy kind of zone, and has continued to this day.
Right.
But at the time,
it's evolved, and then it kind of got a little shot in the arm when Westwood had all of that turbulence,
yeah.
and then. People's, and then it became a Friday, Saturday night kind of hangout.
And let me just say, the only businesses in the bombed out version of Pasadena, the only businesses in that region were something that most of you have probably never heard of, Army Surplus Stores.
Oh, yeah.
That's all there was. They roll that shit out onto the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Just a bunch of greens and it's like stuff
that
left
was
over
back
World
in
War
the
II.
Days when Gil's Grill was there. I don't know if you remember.
And Ernie's Tacos.
Ernie's Tacos, exactly. Wow.
Yeah, a long time ago. Let me, before we go on, talk about something more to the point and to the present moment, which is Blinds Galore, everybody. It's family-owned and run over 20 years. 2 million windows they've helped with. First place you want to go to buy custom window treatments online. We do it here. I've done it at my home. I don't know if you have.
We have.
They're great. They have
experts.
Susan's
doing it right now.
Yeah, I know she is. That's right. That's right. She called you for the contact. They have expert customer care team. They help you every step of the way. They can send you samples. It's all free shipping. It's over the phone or online. However you want to do it, they want you to be happy. Free shipping, free expertise. Just take the measurements and get the design. Online visualizer lets you see what they'll look like right there on the screen before you buy. Doesn't get better than Blinds Galore, right, Gary?
That's right. And for those smart home people, you can get them all hooked up to your Amazon Alexas and
yep.
all that stuff.
Yep.
So it's very fun.
Electronic.
BlindsGalore.com.
She wants electronic, doesn't she?
I bet
she talking
does.
About
yeah,
that.
I think she does. BlindsGalore.com makes it easy to get the high-quality designer blinds and shades you've always wanted in your home, all at a great price. Order your free samples today to get started at BlindsGalore.com and let them know Adam sent you. That's BlindsGalore.com.
You were trying to say something.
It's interesting to me that there was so much excitement mm-hmm. then, and I don't want to sound like the old man who's saying back in the day,
yeah.
but it was
but
a
back
pretty.
In the day.
But back in the day, you know, you had Wolf and Rissmiller's Country Club. Do you remember that place? And you had Elmer Valentine, or I think that was his name, running the Whiskey Go-Go.
Yeah, I can't remember who that was. Yeah, but the point is, music drove culture, and radio drove music, and radio you defined yourself by what radio station you listened to.
Correct. You were a different crowd if you were KLOS
yeah.
versus KMET versus
yeah.
K-Rock.
Yeah, and what was that? KNAC. Remember that one?
Absolutely.
And so this doesn't exist right now. Now
it's KNAC 105.5.
I can't remember, but that was the harder core one.
Uh-huh.
I remember that.
Yeah.
But
they would play Romeo Void. Black Flag.
Right. Black Flag.
4.7.
There you go.
Well, there you go. Wi-Fi. Oh, yes. 94.7 was KMET and 95.5 kilowatts.
Yeah. And so radio sort of, you know, and then Adam and I were doing Loveline when K-Rock was still a force.
What year did you start Loveline?
83, 84. I remember New Year's Eve, 83, 84. And the reason I remember it, I remember going into the studio that night and getting through all the Rose Parade crowd and stuff.
Right.
But the other thing I remember about it, it wasn't on New Year's Eve. It was one of those years when New Year's Day fell on a Sunday.
So they did it on
Monday. And so it was, and we did the show on Sunday night only back then. So I had to get in through the crowd.
Wow.
And that was turning 84. And I sort of just started right then. And I was a fourth year.
How
medical
many years
student.
Did you guys run on that run at K Rock?
How long were we at K Rock? 35 years.
Wow.
Crazy, right? Yeah, it was insane. And it was, and for 10 years, it was just one night a week. And then it went to five nights a week. And then it just kept syndicating and going and going.
I remember because we would have dinner and you'd always have to leave.
Yes, I'd always have to leave. For years.
For
it's
years.
Incredible.
I mean, exactly.
Wow.
It's just wild. So what's the format of the show?
Well, I think we teased in the episode that you guys did together of Reasonable Doubt that
yes.
there was one more topic we were going to cover. Mark and I chopped it up and figured out what that was because we send each other too many stories.
And let me just tell you the format of the show to answer your question.
Yes.
Adam goes, what's on your mind? That's the format of the show.
So I'll give you my – on Reasonable Doubt, I've been talking about what the strategy was for Trump because basically – before the election in 2020, there were – people were talking about this, but it was not getting reported. And what they were talking about is the court cases that they were trying to get to. They would try. I was kept saying they've got this idea.
Who's they?
The Trump
world.
World.
Yeah.
That they were going to throw the electors into the House. And the reason they were going to do this is because the states are controlled. I think as of today, it wasn't 30 back then, but 2 years ago, I think it was 26. But the states are controlled by the Republicans. So in the legislatures, you've got 30 states controlled by Republicans. Mm. So if you can't win the popular vote,
I see.
If you can't win
the
Electoral College, you throw it into the House and they can control if they've got the 30 out of the 50 states.
Were they planning that because they knew things were going to be so close that they could make that case?
Correct.
Or was it just a backup plan in case we don't do well?
I think both. I think a little bit of both. Now – there's been a very – Gary, what day did they take this case? The U.S. Supreme Court has taken a case. Gary will tell me the name of it.
Memory serves, it was in June. It was in late June that they decided to take it.
And so within the last month, this case is on political gerrymandering and whether or not the legislature can – rewrite the districts in a federal election and whether the state Supreme Court has input over that.
So this
been Moore going on versus Harper.
And this has been going on forever, right? Federal government has been doing this. So this is part of this conservative Supreme Court moving more towards states' rights.
Correct.
Which seems to be their thing.
Right.
So and presumably they'll find positively on this. Then.
Yeah. They're going to vote, I'm going to guess, 5-4 because I don't think John Roberts is going to go along with it.
Why not? Why?
I think he wants more incremental and I think he also sees where this is headed. And this is where I see it is headed.
But they don't seem to worry about where things are heading. They seem
Roberts does.
Okay.
Because he's more incremental.
Yeah.
But the others – no, they don't.
They're just ideological.
Damn the torpedoes.
They're originalists. They want everything back to the states.
Although I always say the originalists would – Thomas should not go too original because he would not get a full vote under the originalist, textualist interpretation of the Constitution.
That's horrible and funny.
Yeah, and true. if you want to be a textualist, you can say that the Constitution doesn't evolve, you got one problem.
Yeah.
Then the – if they rule the way that I think they can, that the state legislature has the unfettered ability to govern the federal election requirements, then the next step over that, because this is in gerrymandering, the next step is if we don't like the way it was voted in the federal election, because this will be decided in 2022 or 3. Then the next step is probably 2023. The next step will be in 2024. Well, we'll send our own slate of electors. Exactly what is kind of being on the front burner in January 6th committee and what is being, you know, the Georgia sent out target letters or a letter that said the phony, and I'm calling them phony electors, are now targets of a criminal conspiracy. The U.S. Supreme Court is about to undercut that in my prediction, sometime later this year or next year and say, no, the legislature has the unfettered ability and cannot be overruled by their own state Supreme Court.
What are the implications of that? Where does that go?
The implication is that you could lose the popular vote if you're a Republican or a Democrat. You could lose the Electoral College, and the state legislatures, 30 of which are controlled by Republicans, could just send a different set of electors to elect the president. So figure that out.
So different people, not a different number.
Different people.
So people that are under
people
the sway of their
the
political
sway
whatever.
Of that,
isn't that the way it used to work?
Well,
didn't they used to do that back in the days when like Lincoln was elected? They'd send them actually into the convention and that's what they would do. And
it's an interesting historical exercise and it'll be interesting because right now the conventional wisdom is that these are fake electors, that they were set up by the individual legislatures. You can see where this is the tip of the spear of where the Supreme Court could go.
So I know nothing about this stuff. So I'm just a citizen sitting on the side going, I'm trying to understand what's happening here. But it seems like.
Let me give you an example.
Well, no, no. Let me just say first, because I want to move off of this case for a second and just talk what's happening here, because it feels weird and scary and hard to understand. But isn't this just the working through of how our system is set up? Isn't it there going to be an ebb and a flow like this always?
There's
over
always
history?
An ebb and a flow. There's always a pendulum swing.
From federalism to state, right? That's how it's set up.
But what will happen the worst case scenario for a polarized country of ours is if whoever's running on the Democratic side in 2024, say it's Gavin Newsom. And Gavin's running against.
I want that sound as a draw.
Say it's Gavin versus DeSantis. Okay.
Okay.
And Gavin wins not only the popular vote, but the Electoral College.
Yeah.
So you would assume that on whatever future January 6, 2025, that the counting of electors at
the official
right to make it to bless it would be perfunctory,
but not if you replace it with
Replace it with electors from 30 controlled Republican legislatures.
I've heard that this issue come up occasionally over the years. In relation to close elections, like could they, would they, might they put the wrong different people in? We'll have to wait and see. And of course, they never do.
Yeah,
but now they
now
would.
It's now you know the in part of the trigger for this, I think, is it starts with the gerrymander and then it moves in with if Fulton County, Georgia, ends up indicting the so-called fake electors.
Yeah.
I can see where it would play out.
You know, Osama bin Laden's plan was to break us into 50 independent countries.
Right.
That was his intent.
They found evidence of that when they killed him and seized all of his stuff.
Yeah. Seemed to have gone a long way in that direction. Let me first talk about concrete, everybody. I use creatine every day. Your body only
do
makes
you really?
Out. I do.
Before or after you work out?
I just take it in the morning.
Really?
I saw some data that it's some health benefits, and then I'll throw it in. The other half comes from diet, but we don't get enough of it, as I said. Concrete, patented creatine hydrochloride, favorite creatine of well-informed athletes. Number one bioavailable creatine and the only micro-dosing creatine, just one small scoop per 100 pounds of body weight. Yeah, I found if I use too much, I get thirsty. It's like the salt
so what
part
do you, how
me.
Do you take it?
I take the concrete. Just take, yeah. I take
so
like two scoops.
Two scoops.
Yeah, water. Okay. Creatine is required for functional energy in every cell. Your bone uses 20% of the creatine in your body. Immune cells need it. It's good for immune function. And I'm not going to say this out loud, but I think there was some data I read about the surveillance immune system in terms of keeping cancer down and all these kinds of things. That maybe some benefits there. Anyway, Gary, tell me more.
Take control of your health, both body and mind. Build a better you with Concrete. Register right now at con-crete.com/podcast. That's con-crete.com/podcast for a chance to win a $500 Walmart Visa gift card. Available now online and in store at Walmart, Concrete is truly life-changing and performance-enhancing.
Take a little break.
So I had
Take a little break. You're telling me what you had after the break. Be right back. And we are back. Mark, you were going to tell me what you had.
I was having lunch yesterday. The Concrete ad gave me this idea with a guy. And I said to him, wow, I haven't seen you in 3 weeks. Your hair is so – I mean, are you dyeing your hair and it looks good? And he says, no, he's taking some kind of pellets or he's having –
Oh, testosterone.
What is that?
Testosterone.
Pellets?
It's bioidentical pellets. Susan's on the pellet. Changed her life.
Really?
Yeah. Bioidentical pellets. There's a lot of – I've done a number of streams on this. If you go to drdrew.com, I've done at least three interviews with the teams that do this stuff.
Really?
We are enthusiasts because it was so helpful for Susan. I've seen it help a lot of my patients. Men taking it is
about morning wood and his hair.
Yeah. Listen, I did not have prostate cancer, I would do it.
Really?
That's me. But the data is such that I can't recommend it to patients yet really for men. The idea is you want to make sure you have low testosterone levels and that you're restoring physiological levels. But guys get a little enthusiastic about it and they go above. And we don't know the long-term effects of that.
How long has this been going on?
Well, testosterone replacement, you know, the growth hormone.
Right. I know the HGH.
So the TRT.
So this is the next phase?
No, it's just another version of TRT. It's just another
way. So why pellets?
Because you only put them in every few months and they're smoothly delivered and people like how they feel when they're on it. They're not going through peaks and valleys of the levels.
Where do you inject it?
In your hip. You just put a little tiny thing in there.
I mean, he pointed to his side. I wasn't going to – I thought it was a little intrusive for me to ask. let me see. Yeah.
But I'm a fan – again, I would do it if I didn't have prostate cancer, but I can't do it because it doesn't cause prostate cancer. But if you have prostate cancer, it accelerates it. There's concern about it causing vascular disease.
Really?
Yeah.
Like what?
Like coronary disease and strokes and things like that.
Okay, so ischemia. And,
just the endothelial system, the lining of our arteries, is a separate organ system, and it's complicated. And there's probably a lot of different genetic admixtures of how your endothelium functions relative to your cholesterol metabolism,
right.
Your insulin metabolism, your immune function, your macrophage function. I know for me, I have horrible vascular disease in my family, so I worry about that.
Yeah, I know. But you have counteracted that with your regimens.
With my statin, but I could never get my HDL up and my triglycerides down until I eliminated carbohydrates. And there is a subset of people with a certain apolipoprotein genetics. Insulin is a major force in the laying down of the injury to the arteries.
You still do almost no carbs?
I've been really bad lately, but I try to do that. I
feel bad because I think I influenced you because when you, Adam, and I went to that steakhouse in New York, you had been very good until I ordered all the sides.
Yeah.
And then you,
not just the
you.
Sides. I believe they were desserts. Yeah. The giant dessert tray came. What really effed me up is I can't really talk about it, but I told you about this reality show I did that's coming up?
Yes.
Okay.
So don't say more. I'll dance around it.
But during that, I ate lots of carbohydrates because I was in an extremely stressful environment for nutrition.
Was that post your incident or before your incident?
Before and after.
Really?
Before and after. And I couldn't gain weight because I was really – I was involved in very vigorous physical activity and a lot of heat, hot weather. And that kind of screwed me up. And when I came home and I had to go to another part of the world to do this reality show, it's going to be a big deal. You will hear about it soon.
It's going to be a huge deal.
It's a huge thing.
And it's very difficult for me to kind of keep it under wraps.
Thank you. I want to talk about it too. And the people that I was in it with are amazing.
That's exactly why I want to talk about it. It's quite an assemblage.
Yes, it is. And any event, I've not yet fully regained my composure since that. I was really indiscreet, and I'm still chipping away at
what were the carbs you were eating?
Like
sugar?
My main problem is starch.
Really?
So when I get going with croissants and toast and whatever, it's on. It's just on.
Cool.
I can dabble with sugar in the form of chocolate or ice cream and sort of still control myself. But when I'm eating the breads –
you're done.
I'm done. I'm toast. I don't know why that is, but that's how it is. Maybe Vinny can help us. Gary, any theory about that? Does Vinny ever come up with anything?
I mean, bread is certainly evil if you
– Yes, I know. But you know the thing I wish he would just reassess is potatoes. I mean, that's the tubers he just – you know, you can't get around it.
Yeah, and so I've been a little bit potato heavy lately too.
Potato heavy.
Speaking of morning wood, let me tell you about Roman. when the moment of intimacy arrives, you want to be Roman ready. ED is very common. It is truly people don't understand. It's 50 to 60% of men over the age of 60 get this thing. 52% of 40 to 70. It's just part of aging. And you know, I had my prostate out, and I was having a little more of that stuff. And the urologist goes, "You're 65. You're 63 now. So you can expect some of this." GetRoman.com/ADS. Speak to a U.S. licensed healthcare professional about erectile dysfunction. Get $15 off your first month of treatment. Can help you reconnect with your partner, rediscover the joys of sex. Completely confidential, totally discreet, no logos or labels on the packages. Get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED from all the comfort of your privacy of your own home. It ships to you free with 2-day shipping. It is GetRoman.com/ADS. Right, Gary?
That's right. Go to GetRoman.com/ADS today, and if you're prescribed, get $15 off your first month of ED treatment. Make sure you're ready to have confidence and control this summer. Roman ready.
So this is fun having you on this show. And one of the things I've discovered in the brief time we've been working together here in this context is that Adam gives you the same ration shit he gives me.
Oh, yes.
Which I was delighted to hear. I thought it was just me.
I walked in, for those who don't know, and I said, can I please have a coaster? And he says, oh, you get that too? And I said, are you kidding? I get nonstop.
And by the way –
Mark, tease it. There's more about this coming on the next show. Let's just be honest.
I'm just saying when I go to Mark's home, he has lots of nice furniture. I would think about putting something down before I put it down. What is with this piece of shit slab of wood that he's so protective of?
First of all, that is a beautiful slab of wood that was handcrafted for us by a listener who we love.
No. I'm not saying it's not a beautiful piece of furniture and worthy
but
of its.
But what do you want? I would want rings on it.
Right. It looks like it's designed to be sort of, you know, take abuse.
It's not.
All right. Whatever you say. We got more of that and more of Mark and more of me and your calls. We're going to get to call. We didn't even get to call.
We haven't had a single call.
Well, we had them. I just have been too busy talking.
Okay. And I still have more to ask you about. But
All right. Well, I'm going to start the next show with what it is you'd like to ask me about.
Okay.
All right. We'll do that. And until then, this is Dr. Drew on behalf of Mark Garagos with Adam Carolla in absentia saying mahalo.
Do you own? Do you rent your home? Sure you do. And it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling your policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you have so much to do already around your home. Why not make it easy? Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see just how much you could save. It's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. That's GEICO.com.
All this month, stream the funniest films for free on Pluto TV. Watch comedy classics like Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy, and Mean Girls. Or drop in for a Tyler Perry marathon with a Madea family funeral and Madea's witness protection. Pluto TV also has hundreds of channels and thousands of movies and TV shows like Get Shorty, Be Cool, Key and Peele, Comedy in Color, and more. And no contracts, no subscriptions, no fees, no joke. So download the Pluto TV app on your favorite streaming device and start laughing today. Pluto TV, drop in, watch free.